Arta welcomes the eventual outcome, a court order outcome to cancel the driver's license card tender that was issued to IDEMIA in September 2004, nearly 18 months ago. We raised the flag at the time, and to her credit, the minister did ask the Auditor General to engage with Arta and others to see if these irregularities were sufficient, and they were. We were convinced of that, and eventually the Auditor General agreed, and the minister went ahead with requesting the court to overturn that decision. This is just the formalities. It just took so long. She did that in March last year, and eventually in January you get this court order. The problem is, though, from an artist's perspective, is we've heard of no accountability against the people involved in that, what we call tender rigging. This tender was cancelled no less than three times and reissued. Prices were escalated. All the typical hallmarks of corruption and gross maladministration were uncovered in this tender. And we've heard of no consequences, nobody being held accountable for this. No one fired, no one charged, no one jailed, quite frankly, is what we want to see. And this is the problem, this lack of accountability in government, which just perpetuates a breakdown in trust between government and its people. So we really do and would like to hear what the minister's done in that regard. We do welcome her decision to extend the validity period of the licenses now from 5 to 8 years, but it still hasn't been implemented. She's been talking about this, Barbara Creasy, for a number of months now, since the middle of last year. It is something we have proposed probably 5 years ago, when Minister Fikile Mbalula was still in charge of this department. And nothing has happened. And really, there is so much to benefit from this decision. So we can't understand why it's taking so long to implement this decision to extend the validity period. But for now, we must relish the fact and welcome the fact that the IDEMIA contract has been cancelled. What we would also like to see is that IDEMIA, who was also found guilty of tender irregularities at the Airports Company of South Africa, and now this issue, as far as we're concerned, there is a lot that they have to answer to, should be listed in the government's restricted supplier database. And again, this is the Department of Transport's role. They should be doing so. And we don't see that decision is taking place. So they will continue to be a company that's allowed to transact with government going forward. And that's a serious concern for us.